Washington state law generally prohibits local governments from exceeding state gun regulations, but Seattle officials say there are still measures they can take to curb gun violence, and they're working on a new proposal. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Seattle officials say they'll meet with gun owners and other stakeholders as they develop legislation to require safe storage of firearms. The proposal will also increase civil penalties for gun owners who fail to report guns lost or stolen. Speaking at Harborview Hospital, Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin said she's confident that safe storage legislation will hold up in court.
Everyone can still own a gun. They can still carry a gun. They can still transport their gun, but if you leave it behind, you gotta lock it up. So we are not infringing on a single right guaranteed either under state law or under the state or federal constitutions.
King County and Seattle are also funding efforts to make sure domestic violence perpetrators and people in crisis surrender their guns. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best says her officers have served about 20 extreme risk protection orders, or ERPOs, and removed an estimated 70 guns from people deemed a risk for violence.
This system works. In one case, a man threatened to shoot members of his church, and the resulting investigation and ERPO led to criminal charges and to the seizure of an AR-15.
Another order prevented a man from buying a new gun as well. The city's safe storage legislation will be unveiled in April. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.